right, moon dance. If you were a musical instrument, and I can guess which one, how would you describe yourself for sale on Craigslist?
So I think this is a direct question and response to our phone book collaboration. I don't know if you listened to that, Anis, but
I have not yet.
That was fun. So yeah, so Moon is aware of my love for piano, so I would definitely be a piano. And I think I would describe myself for sale. I would say that there's a lovely baby grand piano for sale. Gorgeous sound, strong composition, well maintained, needs a good tuning now and then. And this piano is very fun to play.
There's no sexual undertones to that at all.
I don't know what you're implying.
Good answer. I gotta go just go with guitar. Versatile. I don't know. I haven't really given this any thought. I'm just gonna go with guitar because it's really the only instrument I kind of know.
Sure.
Probably about works. So what's the best and the worst chat-up line you've ever heard?
So, I think the worst line I've ever heard is something that I regrettably have heard more than once. It's been a very long time, but this would be back in college. I've had a couple of guys just like drunkenly stumble up to me and tell me, "Nice tits." That doesn't really work very well. Don't use that line.
Never.
The best pickup line I've ever heard. I've actually not heard it, but I remember there was a discussion about pickup lines on Backstage a couple months ago, and there was one that I genuinely thought I would probably fall for if it was delivered by like the right kind of person. And so I think that's the best one. And so I think it works best coming from like a shy guy, right? You know, so he's just like been very sweetly talking to you for a little while about like mundane stuff, you know, too shy to actually like hit on you. And then he says, "So, I lost my phone number. Could I have yours?" I think if properly delivered, that would just be adorable and it would probably work. So,
you know, as long as a pickup line is not like overtly sexual in a lot of ways, I think it would work. I think that's usually like the dividing line, is that you're not coming off as like, like, "Give me some sex," or like, you know, like,
"Nice tits." Yeah.
Yeah, like not being too forward in a way. Mm-hmm. I've never really been a wingman or hung around people who were picking up people, so I can't really attest to like something I've actually personally heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really been like chatted up by anybody in ways like while I was out and about. It wasn't necessarily a pickup line, but I did kind of cross-dress so I could get cheap drinks at a bar once. And this redhead came up to me and said that I was sexy as fuck and put money in my bra. So that was pretty dope. that's effective.
Yeah.
That was quite effective.
See, I don't think that would work on me. But I can see how the male mind would appreciate that.
Well, I mean, for one, like, I was actively trying to not look masculine, so that was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice little surprise. Alright. Network technicians or businessmen, work clothes or suits, which uniform pops your quirk?
definitely, for sure, a well-fitting suit. There is nothing sexier than that. But if we're talking uniforms, I will go with, like, the standard policeman uniform. I genuinely, like, if I'm out at a restaurant, like, for lunch or something, and they're, like, there's a table of cops sitting nearby or something, like, I can't stop staring at them. It doesn't matter if they're attractive. It doesn't matter their body type. It kind of doesn't matter if they're a man or a woman. I like something about that uniform. I think it's, like, the implied power and authority, you know? Like, I just, like, my eyes are drawn to that and I can't look away. So, yeah.
Good evening, submissives. Do you know why I pulled you over today?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh. In some alternative reality, I've just won a date with sub competition. A, what would you wear? B, where would you take me? C, how would you ensure I had only one woman on my mind?
I like this question.
Me too.
Although I have, like, I've been married for a while, so I haven't been, like, dating someone for a long time, so I might be a little rusty. But if I'm on a date with Moondance, I think I would put in some effort. So what would I wear? I would wear something that shows off my nice tits, right? Actually, that guy in the bar had a point. I would wear probably, like, I'm thinking of one dress that I have in particular. That's just, like, it's a nice color on my skin and it has, like, a pretty low V-neck. I think it comes just above my knees. It's a really cute, like, a really flattering dress. I'd probably wear that and, like, a pair of strappy heels. And probably matching lingerie underneath, just, you know, in case. Probably, I don't know, with that dress, probably black. I think black lingerie. I'm getting distracted. Okay, so that's what I would wear. Where would you take me? I thought about this. I think I would take you, there's a tapas restaurant that I really like downtown. So I'd probably take you there for dinner and drinks. It's just, I really like the atmosphere of this place. There's actually a restaurant on top of it, and then the tapas place is in the basement, which sounds dreary, but it's actually, like, really cute down there. It's very cozy, and everything's candlelight, and then, you know, with tapas, you have to share. So, I think it would be, like, a fun, like, first date type place to go to. So we go there, and then how would you ensure that I had only one woman on my mind? So I think the dress would help me a lot with that. I tend to do a lot of, like, fidgeting with jewelry, you know? It's like playing with my necklace and my earrings and kind of, like, drawing general attention that way. I also have a pretty decent pair of, like, fuck me eyes, you know? So, especially in candlelight, I think that would work pretty well. And then, you know, I'm me, so there would be a fair amount of, like, playful sexual innuendo. I think those, a combination of those actions would work to keep your mind on me.
Quite a good answer. Which writer, actor, director deserves to be publicly spanked and sent to the naughty chair for the worst film ever made?
Yeah, this was a hard one for me because I'm not really much of a movie person. I so some of the worst films I've ever seen are both of the Sex and the City movies. Those were just like god awful, terrible movies. And so whoever's responsible for writing that, they deserve the naughty chair for or the naughty chair for sure. And then another movie that I really don't like is Inception. Do you know that movie, Annis?
Yeah, it's like notorious for being like stupidly complex.
Yeah, like I'm a smart person and I have tried watching that movie at least 3 times and I cannot fucking understand it and it pisses me off. So I don't know if it's a terrible movie, but it makes me very angry. And so I would definitely like whoever wrote that screenplay to be in the naughty chair.
All right. Austin Powers or Dr. Evil? Hero or villain? Who is the most shaggable?
So in this particular scenario, it would be Austin Powers, no question.
Yeah, baby.
He's just so funny, you know, charmingly funny. You can't resist that.
Really funny sense of humor like that will drive you the furthest. It really will. Good point. Sunrise or sunset? Which is the most beautiful?
This question, I've been thinking about it for days, trying to figure out how to answer it. I mean, I really like the sunrise because it just seems so metaphorical, like what it represents, you know? It's like, oh, it's the beginning of a new day. And sometimes, like, I'll be driving to work and I'll be at a red light and I'll just see the sunrise and I'm like, I have to take a picture of this. Like, it's gorgeous. And then it never turns out as nice as it looked in person. But I do like the sunrise, but I think I have to pick sunset as the most beautiful. There, I've been on a couple of Caribbean cruises, and watching the sunset over the ocean like that is just the most magnificent thing that I've ever seen. And then also, I was driving home tonight and I saw the sunset, and the sun was still above the horizon, and it was just this beautiful, I think it was cloudy enough so you could look directly at the sun without it really hurting your eyes. And it was just this beautiful, like, orange ball, and the sky all around it was purple and blue and pink. And so I think, yeah, I think gun to my head, I would pick sunset.
I agree. Generally, I would pick sunset because the myriad of colors is always so much more rich. I think in the right circumstance, sunrise would be more amazing, but it'd be like really specific. Like if I was like out on the if I was out on a lake fishing in the sunrise, I think that would be fantastic. Not that I do a lot of fishing, but I have done that before and it was actually like really dope.
Yeah, I think I'm generally not a morning person, so
I'm generally not, but I can be made to get up and do things if push comes to shove, so. So now we're on to Casta Nueva. Number one, are you good at doing tongue twisters? Prove it, if so.
I think I am. When I was a kid, I was a fast talker, like just a really fast talker. No one could understand me. It was something I had to consciously work on as an adult to stop doing. And so but I can still do it. So I have to prove Oh, I don't want to prove it. This is embarrassing. But I can do it. Okay. Do you have a tongue twister you want me to do? Do you know any?
You could do Sally Sells, you could do Peter Piper, And
oh, Peter Piper, that's a good one. Okay. All right, yeah. So is the Sally one, Sally sells seashells down by the seashore, that one?
see.
Yeah, I can say that one pretty fast. Sally sells seashells down by the seashore. I can also do, I'll do Peter Piper. I have to remember how it goes. Okay. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of Peter Peppers, Peter Piper picked. I think I fucked that up a
Good
little
job.
bit.
I think you got that.
But yeah, I can talk pretty fast.
Favorite audio you've recorded so far?
Yeah, it's hard because they're all my babies, right? I like all of them. But I think my favorite one that I've done so far might be a script that I did by Webtalker 30. It's the I Know What You're Doing script. And I think it's gotten a couple of recent fills by other people, so it might be in the back of your mind, but it's the one, like, I think of it as the Perv on Me script. So it's the one about like, oh, like, it's okay, like, I know you look at pictures of me, I like it, you know, blah blah blah. I felt like I really connected with that script, and I just feel like I kind of like knocked that one out of the park as far as like script fills go. That's my favorite script fill that I've ever done. And I just like the positivity of the message too, like, it's a very accepting script. So that's probably my favorite.
Instantly make you want to listen to an audio. Indie 4
So yeah, that's obviously one.
Improv.
I will listen to everything that's posted with an erotic poetry tag. I just love erotic poetry. But I think that's not quite the point of this question. So yeah, Impreg, for sure. I listen to most of them, even the female recordings, which is kind of weird for me because I don't normally listen to other things recorded by women, but I like to hear what other people are doing with it. I also like, just general MDOM tags, growls, rape. Occasionally there's like a mind control or a mind fuck tag that I love. Avalon has done a couple of those lately, and those are really fun. So, yeah, I'll listen to those in a heartbeat.
Cats or dogs or llamas?
Cats. I'm a cat person, was raised with cats. I was gonna say llamas, but llamas spit, so cats.
Yeah, that seems a little gross. Doggos. Body odor. Gross. Okay, in small doses or give me more?
So I think it depends on the person. For the vast majority of human beings, the answer is gross. For people, like for my significant other, then I would say like okay in small doses. I like pleasant scents. So, body odor is not on my top list of favorite scents, but the right person, it's okay.
I feel like a little bit is fine if I'm comfortable with somebody. I've known people though that like I knew this chick years ago. Like she was like, I just love the smell of a dude that's like hardcore sweating, like just like really hardcore like scent. Like she just got really turned on by like hardcore natural scent going on. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't
Come
understand
on.
that.
I'd be like, I'd be like, you're attractive, but you're going in the shower.
Right.
Like, you're gonna have to bathe, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on the same page there.
I've got some standards, I'm sorry. All right, what superpower would you like to have? This one's always fucking fun.
Yeah, I would pick invisibility for sure. Like, I want that invisibility cloak from Harry Potter so bad. I would just like to be able to sneak around, listen to people, maybe watch people. I don't know. But would, invisibility, yeah.
Invisibility probably wouldn't be my power, but if I did have invisibility, I would love to just fuck with people so bad. Oh my god, I would be fucking with people everywhere. Like, I would be spending a lot of my free time fucking with people.
I would fuck with certain kinds of people. Yeah, you're right. That would be fun.
No, it wouldn't even be certain kinds of people. I'd be fucking with everybody I conceivably could. Like, I'm sorry, I'm such a loving, wonderful person, but, like, I do have this deep inner wish to be able to prank and fuck around with people.
Interesting.
What sexy superpower would you like to have?
So I thought about this for a little bit, and I think that I would like the superpower to give men the ability to have multiple orgasms, because I like cum, but also just because, like, but so it's a little bit selfish, but it's also, like, it just seems not fair, you know? I'm somebody who can come, like, you know, a whole bunch of times in a row. And so I would like other people to be able to experience that as well.
Oh, definitely. So what is the most unusual thing you can think of that turns you on?
I had a really tough time thinking about this. Because, like, literally almost everything turns me on. Not everything, but, like, I couldn't think of anything that I feel is super weird, you know? But I think, I don't know that it turns me on in a, like, I don't know if it turns me on, but it makes me want to fuck you. So it's like kind of like a mental thing. Like, I don't know. I'm splitting hairs, but I would say that, like, men playing with children turns me on. Just, like, watching them, like, interact and, like, roll around on the floor and, like, generally, like, have fun playing with kids that they know, like, that's super sexy. And I think that that's kind of probably a non-traditional turn on. Like, I'm not going to jump you there because that would be hella inappropriate, but
oh, God.
But it's very sexy.
I don't think anything unusual turns me on. Nah. Yeah, there's nothing unusual that turns me on.
It's a very subjective question, right? So, I guess the fact that I'm turned on by, like, pain and stuff might be really weird for some people, but that seems normal to me, so, you know.
I mean, I guess if we're just, like, talking about, like, is there a kink I feel like people would find weird, I don't know, I think a lot of, like, people would find it weird that I am submissive as a guy. Because, like, most people, you know, when you say something like, I'm submissive, their immediate thought is hardcore BDSM.
Sure.
For standard normal people who have not explored this at all, like, that's their first thought.
Right.
Like, I was explaining this to my coworker. I'm like, yeah, so I'm, like, kind of submissive. And he's like, so you, like, you want to get, like, beat up? I'm like, no. Right. No. That's... You know what, I don't really have enough time to explain this. So I guess being submissive would probably be the most accurate answer.
Okay.
As a guy.
Yeah.
It's not common for guys to be submissive. They're more dominant on the whole.
Sure. That makes sense.
Finally, did you just lose the game? My God, Casty, why?
I didn't know what that was, so at the time of that question being asked, I did not, because I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. I have, however, since learned, and so, yes, thanks so very much.
Yeah, when I first heard about this, I thought it was the most annoying thing literally ever. So moving on from that frustration. Next up from Pretty Bookworm, some bookish questions. Which character from a book is your favorite? And which is it from?
So my favorite character, and this is influenced by what I've read recently, I'm sure if I sat and thought about it forever, I might think of like a more classic character. But my current favorite character from a book is Arya Stark from the Song of Ice and Fire series by George R. R. Martin, the books that Game of Thrones are based off of. I just love Arya. Hands down favorite.
Have you read many classics?
I think I have. I haven't read many classics lately, but I read a lot in high school, and then I kind of carried on for a few years after that and was kind of making my way through a list of like the top 100 best classics, you know. So I think I've probably read more than the average person, but not lately. I kind of have been sticking to either Game of Thrones, or I'm in a book club at work, so whatever book we're reading for that, or like my Kindle is just full of erotica. That's all that's on there. So haven't been doing much classic reading lately.
I haven't read a lot of classics. No shame. Do you consider yourself a fast or slow reader?
I am a fast reader. I'm a fast talker. I'm a fast reader. I'm the slowest eater in the entire world, but I read fast.
I am also a pretty fast reader, and I am a fast eater, generally speaking. Alright, so next two questions from Kihana. What is the longest flight you've ever been through?
Yeah, well, the furthest away I've been is Europe, so it's about an 8-hour flight for me. But one time I was coming back from Europe, and so it was the 8-hour flight, and then we were stuck on the tarmac for like 3 hours after we landed in the plane, and they had shut off all the air ventilation, and it was like god awful. So technically I tacked those hours on because I couldn't get off the damn plane. So somewhere between 8 and 11 hours.
Damn. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, it sucked.
Alright, and two, do you like fast food? If yes, what are your favorites? If not, please teach me your secrets, Sensei.
Oh my, yes, I like fast food. What are my favorites? I have kind of a mild addiction to McDonald's French fries. It's like my favorite comfort food. McDonald's also has really excellent fountain drinks. So, like, it's always cold, even if you don't put ice in it. It's just magnificent. So I will often go through the drive-thru and get fries and, like, a large Diet Dr. Pepper. I would say McDonald's fries are probably my favorite. I also really like Popeye's chicken. I know they're not everywhere, but I'm happy that I ended up landing in a state where they exist because Popeye's is amazing.
Nope. In terms of fast food, I'm not really big on any like standard like Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King.
Okay.
I generally avoid those places.
Yeah. There was like the only fast food restaurant in my little town growing up was McDonald's, and I was like never ever allowed to eat there. And I think a common theme in my life is that I always want the things that I'm not supposed to want. So of course I fucking love McDonald's. Just the fries though. I don't really want any of the other food.
That's getting me hungry, so
moving on.
Start work. We're on the home stretch.
I know.
All right. So, what are you wearing?
So, Annis, I'm so sorry, but I did not do any special dressing up for this conversation.
Because you thought I was thinking about that. Yeah. I see.
So I'm still wearing what I wore to work today.
Oh, that's, I gotta tell you, that's abysmal. Like,
know.
to me, you should get out of your damn, like, work clothes the second you get home. Like,
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, I can dress casually now when I go to work. So I'm just like, I'm wearing jeans and like a long sleeve t-shirt, you know? So I'm not terribly uncomfortable.
I'm just chilling in my jammies. That's what I normally wear when I'm out and about the
Yeah.
house.
Me too, usually. I've been on Skype for a couple hours, so I have not had a chance to change.
Have you acquired any kinks from GWA that would have surprised your previous self?
So, like I was saying, I think most of my stuff had already surfaced before GWA. I will say that the one thing that I have picked up from GWA is like the my daddy kink, you know? So, that I think would have surprised me because I think prior to GWA, I didn't understand that and I couldn't understand why anybody would want to be called daddy during sexy times or why anyone would want to call someone that. But I get it now.
I guess like femdom rape scenarios is like what I might be surprised about. Like,
Okay.
and maybe monster girls. Like, in the realm of fantasy, I didn't know how fascinated I was by the concept of like, anthropomorphic, like, fantasy, like, kind of things like
Okay,
that.
yeah.
Moving on, what's the kinkiest sexual experience you've ever had?
Yeah, I've struggled with this because it's hard to pick like one single thing as like the weirdest thing I've ever done, right? I don't know. I mean, like, you know, I don't have a dungeon at my house, or a playroom or anything like that, 'cause young children. I think, I don't know, like, I've been playing with belts recently, and I had sex a little while ago, like, with a belt around my neck. Not to the point of choking. But just kind of like held taut around my neck, and I think that that's kind of weird, but it was fucking awesome. So that or like, and I don't do this all the time, but like, I do like bondage, and so like there have been a couple times where I've been tied like, just like spread eagled to the bed, you know, and that's kind of that's been fun. So, I think probably those two.
I've never done anything like, at least where I'm at now, nothing that I have done counts as kinky to me. I realize that it's to people who have not really done a lot, it could still be considered that way. Like I had a three-way once with a married couple, and a lot of people might find that pretty kinky, but I don't really. Like the sex itself was not like very non-vanilla. It just happened to involve two other people. So, but I guess that would be it. Yeah, that'd be it. That was pretty fucking fun.
I think kink is in the eye of the beholder, right? So it's kind of a hard question
Oh
to
man, that was. Oh man, I'm distracted now.
answer.
Now I'm thinking about stuff that I. Okay. Questions. Let's see. What's the downright sluttiest thing you've ever done?
I feel like my answer to this one is going to be so very disappointing. Because I'm not a slut in real life. I mean, I like to play one, you know, but I'm not one. Especially not since I've become a mom, you know. I think the sluttiest thing I've ever done is just the stuff that I used to do, like, shortly after I turned 21, like at the bar to get free drinks, you know. I don't want to go into a ton of detail because I'm not terribly proud of those situations, but a lot of flirting and a lot of kind of slutty behavior happened.
There. Sluttiest? I had literally made out with guys I had just met on some occasions.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the sluttiest thing I've ever done. Yeah, because, like, I would classify it as, like, spontaneous things that were just, like, fuck it kind of acts.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. kind of what I'm putting. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be it.
You know, maybe mine is, like, dancing with guys that I didn't really know. Just, like, you know, like, really, like, disgustingly close dancing. Drunken behavior. That's probably the sluttiest thing I've ever done.
Alright. A dom has two obedient subs, one of which gets to dominate the other sub when not busy pleasing master or mistress. Which of the three would you rather be and why?
This one's...
So I guess it's like, am I number one, two, or three?
Right, yeah. No, it's not even a tough question for me. I would want to be the sub. You know, I don't have, like, a drop of femdom in my body. Like, I would not enjoy dominating the other sub, so.
I would actually love being number two.
Mm-hmm.
I have had fantasies of being, like, forced to dom somebody else kind of deal.
Okay.
I actually had an idea for a collab audio that hasn't come off the ground yet, but, it's where I'm in that position, and I'm doming someone at the behest of Miss.
Okay.
That's kind of a thing I would want to do at some point in real life. Also, yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
I think if I was ordered to dom someone, I'd probably start crying. I don't think I could do it.
I would. I'd, like, if I'm ordered anything, for me, what matters for a lot of stuff is, was I told to do it?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. Like, that's almost the high and dry of it. If like, the miss is like, do this, I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. That's literally all there is to it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get off because you're telling me to do it.
Yeah. I think it's bordering on, like, limit territory for me, which is really a strange limit to have. But I just, like, I get so uncomfortable thinking about that.
Everybody's got some hard limits, like, even me. Mm-hmm. But my limits are, like, really hard and, like, few. And it's usually, like, extreme shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
I would never do scat. I would only do water sports if somebody I was, like, deeply in love with was like, can we please do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never want to get choked. I wouldn't want to get heavily degraded or do heavy pain play. Other than that, like, sky's almost the limit. Like, I've got mm-hmm. very few hard limits, and they're usually, like, the deep end of the pool kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, I'm pretty lucky, I guess. And, finally, does your husband listen to all of your fine works?
That's a good question. No, he doesn't. I don't think he, like, gets Gone Wild Audio. You know, like, he's happy for me to do it. He knows the kinds of things that I post. He knows my username. He's on Reddit. But he just, like, he doesn't really listen to, like, I know sometimes he'll go, like, he tells me sometimes, he's like, oh, I saw you were on the front page of GWA today. And I'm like, what? Because I don't ever look at I don't look at GWA by the hot sort. I look at it by new. So I, like, never see what the most popular things are. But sometimes they'll say to me, like, oh, I saw you. And I'm like, well, so you're spying on me. Did you listen to it? And he's like, no, you know, I didn't have time or whatever. I will sometimes send him things to listen to, and he'll listen to those. But like, I think I don't think he listens to them because he gets to hear it for real, you know. So I don't know. But as far as I know, he does not listen to all of my fine works.
I think ideally, see, the whole being with a significant other thing is something that I feel like, you know, I can try to answer as a single person, but that I'm not sure how it would really go if it, like, in practice, like, ideally, I'd like to be with someone who doesn't mind the fact that I'm on GWA and make audios.
Mm-hmm.
Even better would be someone who was, like, who thought it was hot and who liked my material.
Right.
That would be even better.
Right.
And even, and the most ideal scenario would be that I've been with someone and I'm so comfortable with them, I'm, like, almost 100% sure that we're going to spend our lives together. And because of that, we could actually make audios together.
Yeah.
That would be, like, pinnacle.
That would be fun.
That's, like, literally completely unrealistic for me to even go into that territory.
Mm-hmm. I've never asked him if he would want to do that. I feel like the answer is no. So. Something to ponder, though.
I think it'd be, I think it's an interesting thing to consider, but probably not going to be anywhere close to that as far as I'm aware it'll go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the time I'm with somebody, I may not even be on here anymore. I have no idea.
Right. Yeah.
There's really no telling. But all right, we have two questions left. We're almost done. Salty Owl 95. Do you prefer to watch a guy play with his cock and cum, or would you prefer to have someone watch you play? And what have your experiences been in both instances?
So, this is another super easy one. I would prefer to watch. Yep, cum is like my favorite thing ever, so watch. And as far as my experiences go, I'm married, so I've done both. yeah.
And finally, Rabbit Hole Monarch, my man. hi. Please describe the moment in your life when you realized, hey, this is me, and I'm fucking awesome.
I like this question. And I tried to think about it, you know, before we started talking. And I realized, like, I'm the kind of person that kind of continuously evaluates my life, you know? And so I've kind of had that moment more than once. I think, like, when I finally moved out of my parents' house for good, and I didn't, like, immediately fail, you know, I got a job and I was able to pay the rent and stuff. I was 19. And I just felt like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Like, I can do this shit, you know? I think that was probably, like, the first time I ever had that feeling. But I also, like, you know, moved out of state, and I didn't immediately, like, panic and want to move back home. Like, I think I felt it then. The first time I got a real job after grad school, definitely, like, after you have a baby, like, you have a baby, and then you feel like you're never going to get your life back, and you're never going to know what you're doing for a little while, and then eventually you reach the stage where, like, oh, shit, like, I got this. I'm fucking awesome at this. So I've definitely had a couple of those experiences. And then I think, I'm currently, like, experiencing one of those moments, you know, those periods of time where I just feel like I said, like, I'm feeling like I'm going through this period of self-discovery, and especially, like, sexual self-discovery. And I'm just, like, really comfortable with who I am, you know? I'm like, oh, this is me. I'm fucking awesome. So I've had a couple of those moments throughout life because I'm constantly like just thinking about things like that. I'm very in my head a lot. And I don't, I'm not like, I'm not trying to say that my life is perfect. You know, I don't do everything amazingly, but I try to like stay on the positive side of things and think those thoughts to keep myself going, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my answer to that one. I like that that was the last question. It's like a positive, happy question.
That's a really good way to cap it off.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if anybody is going to listen to this the whole way through. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Absolutely.